Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis. And right now we have some vital news. Trump and First Lady Melania are confirmed to have contracted the deadly coronavirus, COVID, the coronavirus, and what we also call COVID-19. This is literally a state of emergency because this thing is real. It is out here. It is real. There is no more on his part denying it. We know it's deadly even for healthy people, but we don't wish death on anyone. We hope that anyone who's contracting this deadly virus survives. And we hope that he's able and she's able to make it through it with a sense of humbleness, no sense of grandeur anymore, no denial, none of that, with a sense of empathy and compassion for the people who've contracted it, who do not have the means to be taken care of, and who've been disproportionately handled via healthcare, with the healthcare in our society right now, which is predominantly the Black community and the Brown community. And, you know, so this is vital. And he didn't wear a mask for so long, and tout of what he stated and believed, and even in the presidential debate, he talked about that, and even made fun of Joe Biden wearing a mask. So you have to think about how many people have him and Melania, due to this unreal reasoning and unrealistic sense of invincibility, have they infected? It's not just your life that's in the way, that's being infected. And in the way of this virus, it's everyone around you, everyone you come in contact with, from the grocer to your family, and then some, your children, you have to give encounter. So this is not just a state of emergency for this current administration. This is a state of emergency for America, and has been since last year in December. Since he first started denying it, and to unfortunately call it the China virus or the Kung Flu, he may get a Kung Fu grip kick with this virus to maybe, hopefully, get him into shape. So if you have any comments, any questions, feel free to call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And tell us what your experience has been during quarantine and this coronavirus. Have you survived it? Has anyone you know contracted it? And how has it affected your work? My uncle, my great uncle, caught it in a retirement home. My great uncle George, and he actually survived it. So I'm very, very thankful of that. he could not have been here. So there are people who are thriving and surviving, and we wish that for everyone. Because I know sickness personally, and it's nothing you want to deal with on any level, from flu to the most serious, and possibly terminal. You do not want to deal with it because it will turn your life upside down. So we are in prayer for our families and for this country to get past this, get through it, and come out better on the other end, because that's what we do when we come together. We come together and we do better. So we're asking humanity right now to step up, because we literally do not have the leadership. And it just needs to be dealt with. So until next time, people, you know what you got to do. I want you to protect yourselves, wear your mask, and go vote. Until next time, be great.